Welcome and welcome. Good morning or good afternoon. Welcome to this press conference. Today we have part of the cast and the crew, Das Wortspiel, the audition in the official section. From the left to right, we've got Ilia Monti, actor, Nina Hoss, actress, Nina Weisse, director, Phyllis Boyen-Boyen, producer, and Judith Goffman, DOP. So, director of photography, as of this moment, you can ask, raise your hand so that you can ask questions. Hi, good morning. Well, thank you very much for the film, and thank you very much, especially to Nina Hoss for your portrayal. You transmitted and put a lot, all of your feelings and emotions. So, thank you very much. So, therefore, I consider about the title of the film, The Audition in English, I see it as an audition for your character, for her, for the whole film. The audition is her doing an audition to herself to see whether she can address and cope with everything that's happening in her life and to see what she manages to do it at the end. And then also another consideration that makes me feel fun. It reminded me of Whiplash of Ahmet Jezel. I don't know whether off camera, there was a joke with Not My Funking Temple from that film.
Viele Fragen in einer.
Do, should we answer?
Well, that's a lot of questions. All in one go. Do we have to answer in English or in German? Microphone again. Okay, the truth. Amongst a lot of things, I don't know whether I had really asked a question at the end of the day. Do you agree when I say that the audition, the title of the film in English, whether it's about the life of the character of Nina Hoss, that she's making an audition to herself all the time, whether you agree with what I'm saying about the film?
Yes, it's ein mehrdeutiger Titel.
Yes, it's a title with several meanings. It has to do with the audition at the end of the film, and there's also an audition when they call it to play with a quintet, and there's an audition at her, for herself. So the title has several levels.
But I thought of the title very literally, that it's about the audition in the music world, any kind of audition that he's being trained for, that I trained myself, also I as Anna trained for, and how to get to your best moment. That's what this is about. What is an audition? Isn't it maybe also for yourself and not just to be as perfect as possible in the eyes of others and all that? We could go very philosophical about this, but for me it was really just the audition that is surrounded, because that's the life of a musician. Without the auditions and succeeding in auditions, ask him, that's his life. He goes from audition to audition to be able to get a better violin. Why am I listening to my own? Sorry, I was like, why is something in my ear? And so that's what it has to, for me, to do with the music world a lot also. You can't succeed in this world without the audition.
Hi there. I can ask in English then, yeah? So I wanted to ask about the scene in which you repeat the same piece over and over and over. How do you work on that? Didn't you go crazy in the process? How long did it take to get it right? You know the one I mean? Yeah. How could you forget?
Well, I was so astonished of his work. That's what I said this morning again to him, because he was really able to repeat and repeat and repeat this thing. I mean, filming is repetition, and any kid I know would go after the third time, oh, I've done it now, why again? And you have all the tricks you can to make them, you know, be excited again to do it one more time. And he was, and that shows the musician and the dedicated person he is, went through it. I mean, really. And also, I know I play the piano. I, for example, can't ever start where I just stopped. I need to start from the beginning again to kind of know where I am. He would, wherever he was, boom, and again, and again, and again. So I could, it was for me the easiest because I could do it anytime. He could react. He is so professional in the music that we didn't have to say, and at this moment, and at this moment, a little bit to make it, you know, because you shoot it from all kinds of angles. But we could just go with the flow, see what happens. And I was very confident that he could handle it, which was such a gift. So that is him.
Buenas tardes.
Hi, good afternoon. First of all, congratulations for the film. I liked it very much. And I would like to highlight in the film and the acting. There has been a brilliant portrayal, and I think it was the most important part because it was a lot of contention in these emotions. Nina, I would like to ask you, as an actress, and you've got an extensive experience and career, how do you, your experience, how does it influence as an actress, how does it influence when you direct actors during the shooting of the film? Does that benefit you because you comprehend, you understand, or is it, does it hinder you because you're very demanding? Because I know, how did that all go about? Above all, what I have tried to do is to give them room to the actors and actresses so that they've got room in which they felt free. And because that is what I have appreciated when I used to act. That is to have a protected space where I could act. And I try to observe actors and actresses always in detail to provide whatever they need, and I hope I've managed to achieve this. Perhaps we should ask them. And undoubtedly, I've learned a lot about my, well, when I was an actress during that period, and directing, I also learned, and what's been useful for me as an actress, and what the actors and actresses may that work with me may need. When we work in a team, coexistence is very close. We're very close together. And, for example, in the world of architecture, in the architect, there is a very close relationship with the people, and the material, to a certain extent, are the actors and actresses, but there's also a coexistence. I'm not too sure whether you can understand what I'm saying. That's too clear. Yes. Yes, it has helped me very much, my experience as an actress, because I know how difficult it is to be in front of a camera, how difficult it is to open oneself to the camera and to show what one has inside oneself. But without losing your references, and that's what I've tried to ask the actors and actresses, especially Nina, because we only had a certain amount of time to be a specific time to shoot the film available to us. And we had 28 days to shoot the film, which is very few days. And we've tried to work very intensely to achieve the point to why I wanted to get to the point where it was not necessary to do anymore because I had everything filmed. And it's been a very good experience. The auditioning was quite long, a very long process, because if I feel that the actor or the actress doesn't work, well, there's got to be a certain type of chemistry and that close relationship. And the same thing happens with the men in the film and with the kids, for example. In your case, I was very, very happy of having found you because you did a great job.
Hello, my name is Paul Katzenberger from Germany, and I have a question to the director. I just saw your film, and I think it shows the education of becoming a musician. as a system which is so ambitious that it can break people. It has something inhumane to it, I think. In the same moment, I think it also is very humane to strive for the best possible result. Is there a way to resolve this contradiction, I wonder? Do you think there is a way to resolve this contradiction?
When you talk about contradiction, you're referring to the internal contradictions of the main character. Yes, because he's a character. There is a moment that he looks almost a character that's inhumane because he's got that high tension to be the best musician possible. But on the other hand, it's a figure who's broken down. And he's also got a husband who's very human, but he also tries to achieve the best from himself. So, yes, these contradictions, all people have these contradictions, even sports people in the world of sports. It's not an exclusive to the world of music. It's that driving force of trying to be the best. And undoubtedly, it might sound, look inhumane. I don't like the word inhumane. I think this tension is quite human, in fact. And there are certain professions that require this driving force. We can't hear the question now from the audience. Yes, it's a figure who's broken on the inside, but what I like is that struggle. He falls down, but he gets up and continues to fight on. And he is a figure with internal contradictions. Quite often, he doesn't know what he wants. In other moments, he knows quite clearly what he wants. And the vision is quite clear of what is the perfect turn that wants she achieve or she wants her students to achieve. The character has got a lot of different aspects.
Hello, Rüdiger Suchsland.
Hi, Rüdiger Suchsland, also from Germany. Welcome to the film festival. Thank you very much for your film. I thought it was very interesting, and I've got a couple of questions for Nina Haas and for Ina Weisse. The music, did you know how to play the instrument beforehand, or did you have any training using the violin? How did you do this? And the second question is, I would like to know how you would describe that the main character that you portray in this film. I would like to know, in your own words, what it was like to portray or the role of this woman. How would you describe it in your own words? What happens to this woman? Well, I have a very close relationship with music because as a child, I played the violin. And my parents played in an orchestra, so therefore, as a child, I was in an orchestra, and I know the pressure that one undergoes vis-a-vis the performance to do things well. The film is not an autobiography because I've never achieved that level. I know that world, I know the atmosphere, I know that environment, and it's important because one can't describe what one doesn't know. So it's not an autobiography, but the second is a question as regards to the ambivalence of the character. I don't even know what you've asked me. I'm very sorry. I would say that she's a person who is trying to find a place in the world, and she looks for it in her family, and she looks for it also in music, and looks for it within herself. We have the story, we had the script or the screenplay, and we transformed it. The structure of the entire film comes from the different perspectives that each aspect or layer of this character shows us. That is to say, it's difficult to develop a story from the different aspects of a character, and that's why at the end, it looks like a very ambivalent sort of character. And there's another issue, training and education. Sometimes what appears in the films is training, but sometimes it's almost education, how to bring up your children. And so therefore, I've got the feeling that if I answer to your question on whether it's training or education, I'm going to leave aside certain aspects of the film that are important. It's difficult for me to answer this question because it seems I would be limiting myself. Yes. Well, I would like to add something to what you've just said. It's the story of a woman. And in the script, she's a woman who's very sure of herself. And for me, it doesn't matter whether it's a woman or a man. It's a person who, at a given moment in her life, in the key moment of her life, all of a sudden she asks herself, what now? I know where I want to do. I'm already where I want to be. Some doors are closing of the dreams that she has. And then all of a sudden, she finds herself confronted to the fact that she's living things that she doesn't control and that escapes her control, the doors that close and doors that open. And it seems that life is not controllable if one doesn't live life, but life lives her. So therefore, she tries to manage so many things at the same time and she loses control. And on the one hand, she loses the controls of the reins on a horse, so to speak, but there's something very sweet, very sympathetic and very delicate because she's a musician and she sees that sensitivity she has. And on the other hand, she has a very controlling side that she's unable to let. She wants to control her son, wants to control her husband, and she doesn't dramatically address what's going to happen to my marriage, or we're going to go through a divorce, or what's going to happen to my child or my son, as she always fights. And so as it goes beyond certain borders and she injures people with a student, for example, who's around her, like a student, she goes beyond that borderline because she wants the best for him, and the same thing happens to her son. That is to say, it seems that she's leaving her son to one side. No, she wants the best for her son, albeit at the end, the figure of the character of the son and derives into violence. But this part of her who's always looking for perfection, everything's got to be perfect. And she tries to manage to do everything at the same time, and sometimes she can't. Right? So I'm not too sure what we can do when one's under this tension all the time, when you learn to play an instrument. I believe the art itself allows you to grow, it allows you to advance, but to advance and to grow, you've got to undertake risks, you've got to assume risk, and you've got to have the will to failure. You can't always believe after your first failure that I can't continue and I'm useless and leave things. No, there's an Italian chef, very famous, I don't remember his name, who only had a little bit of dessert for someone important that was in the restaurant, and he dropped it and said that was the dish that person, I think it was a cooking a critic, is the dish that made him famous, and he drops it. It's either you give in, all of a sudden you improvise something was very tasty for the, and this is what happens in art. You've got to work and go beyond the limits of your fears, and you've got to try to find that desire of trying to find something different, something crazy, something that other people can't even address. And I think that the good or bad teacher is the one that teaches us this and knows this. And I think that she feels this within her, and it's her own enemy at the same time. This greatness that she has within her at the same time is her great enemy. So it's all very complicated, and the story is complicated, and the character is complicated. And that is why I think one can identify with her very well. There was a journalist who told us that it reminded her of a film in which someone said to her husband, let her do what she wants. And it's a phrase that we've used also in the film, something similar to this, when the husband tells her to let her son do what he wants so they can feel free to investigate, research. But it's not possible to do this It's very difficult and very complicated to do so, nevertheless. Hi again. Hi again. I would like to know about that last shot. Was that always in the original script, or were there any changes? That makes me think of another film, in a thriller, for example, as of there, because he looks at her, she looks at her son in a very disconcerting way. Thank you.
Inwiefern komisch?
A strange look, in what way?
De que a mí personalmente me ha intrigado mucho de qué estará pensando en ese momento ella.
But that's what we wanted, precisely that's what we wanted, for each person to go home and to look for their own solution, give their own answer to that situation. I didn't want that shot of the face, that was very clear from the outset. It wasn't improvised, but I didn't want to give any answers. I think that the answers have to be sought after by each person who sees the film. And perhaps my answer is perhaps not satisfactory, or perhaps the film doesn't finish satisfactorily, but perhaps it does, who knows? And also the kitchen, the dinners, for example, that's the spark. I don't want to explain this, but I think it was quite problematic for me because the son and her are there, and they find each other again. And that's the moment in which that complication in the relationship, and that's that brutal moment and when you say, wow, what's going to happen now? And we have to address that there are small little things that escapes one, but they impregnate the feelings. And I like that Ina investigated this perspective. She doesn't look to the horizon and she don't know what she's thinking. She's looking at her son. And what we wanted was for it to be something uncomfortable for the audience. If you allow me to add something, for me, what I would like is for the DOP, to director of photography, but she took a shot where we see exactly half of the face. It's a marvelous image. Yes, I think that all of us that are here, sitting down here today, we contributed to that ending, or that end of the film, because it's a moment in which the mother and the son find each other, encounter each other, come together and find each other again. But at the same time, there's a situation which is very, very delicate. And I believe that in the we've been very lucky because we found the right people who have been able to deal and treat those delicate moments with the corresponding delicacy that was required. There are people who are amongst us. We address how could we do this and how would you react and what would she be thinking and what that. And that's how we concentrated upon this story. And I felt very well taken by Judith and the work with Ilya has been also very good. Sometimes we've laughed despite the fact that the moments were quite dramatic when I had to play. But I think there was a lot of confidence and trust. We all backed each other and that's what we wrote in the same direction. I'm not too sure whether this answers your question or I've lost the track. Thank you very much for the film. Thank you. Congratulations to you. As regards the auditions, to find a musician, you talked about before, Ilya is a musician more than an actor. Perhaps it's his first film. I'm not too sure. In order to the audition, to find a person who's a very good musician and is a very good actor at the same time. That's very complex. Well, in this case, we got lucky. An incredible piece of luck because I went to the Bach Institute in Berlin where I studied piano. And my teacher talked about Ilya, and he was just a little boy, by the way. And she talked to me about him, and I thought, well, let's see. Well, let's do an audition. And he acted very freely in front of the camera, but also tested other and auditioned many other children, boys. But I saw Ilya when I started to work with him in front of the camera. I knew very quickly that it had to be him, because it's incredible how he plays, but it's also incredible how good an actor he is. And that was just luck. But of course, we searched for him, but for him to be so good in both fields. And Ilya, what was it like, the audition, not only the audition, but the whole shooting of the film, because it was your first film? Yes, for me, it was something completely new, very exciting. But as we already knew each other for a long time, well, I knew who I had to talk to when I didn't know what to do, or what it wasn't, the situation wasn't very comfortable for me. And therefore, I think that I've grown quite a lot in this process. Ilya didn't want for us to praise him, and my father says, don't praise him, don't give him, compliment him. Well, now and again, it's not bad to be complimented. And he allowed us to go to his classes to see how he played. And if I had your age, I would have died at that moment, because all of these women come to see how I rehearse, and I would have dropped dead on the spot. And the truth is, all of a sudden, it's as if we'd known each other for a long time. Didn't that happen to you? Yes, it did. And we also had days of shooting for a young boy have been very tough. But as he's used to rehearsing 3 hours in a row with the violin, because we would be shooting for a lot of hours, then he started to rehearse for another 3 hours. It was incredible, yes. But I had to keep rehearsing. Finally, you mentioned Judith before, the director of photography, the excellent work of the camera of the director of photography. Ina mentioned that. As regards to the last shot, Judith, I don't know whether you want to add something to the relationship between the work of the DOP and all these issues that you've addressed, because the impression is that your work contributes considerably to creating this peculiar atmosphere vis-a-vis the characters who participate in the film.
If I want to add
to
the collaboration.
You're free to add whatever you want.
Okay. Es wurde jetzt so viel Gutes gesagt.
Se han dicho muchas cosas muy buenas, ya me parece, y estoy impresionado. And I'm impressed, because when one's in the process, one gets so into the process that one doesn't have a perspective. And I didn't know what the result was at the end of the day. And when I read the script, it seemed so marvelous, that main character, which was so ambivalent and who has a lot of all of us, we can all identify ourselves very well with the main character, that capacity of trying to maintain and to bear the pressure, put up with the pressure, and to bring out that sweet side of things. And working with Nina, which started very, very early on, because we talked during the preparation of the script, we talked to her very much, quite often. And for me, it wasn't difficult to find a resolution, to find the filmic, so to speak, perspective, because I knew who Anna was, what relationship she had with Nina, what relationship that she had with Ina. So therefore, those internal contradictions that she had, that search, that it seems to me the most beautiful thing that there is when one is free and when one doesn't know which way to go, I think it's marvelous, and I wanted to show it with the camera. And for that, you've got to take time, of course. And as Nina has also said, the space that she gives as a director and the space that she gives to the camera as well is great. And because to try to fill that space with the camera has been a challenge, but it's enabled me to follow this woman in her urgencies and during her, throughout her personal anguish and that search for answers that were never very clear. And for me, it was beautiful. It was a marvelous experience. And I hope you can perceive that atmosphere and that environment. And for me, I've been I've been given a lot of creative space to move the camera, and I think that we can perceive the trust that there was within the crew. The music has also been very important. I think that I've learned a lot about music and how to incorporate that music to the camera, because sometimes the consequences are incredible. We have no more time for more questions. Let's leave it here. Thank you very much.